Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game, back at a Chuckery Show. Final hour of the program is the start of the Brown Liquor Music Hour. Chuck Rose gets first request. Day-Day, it is Nile Rodgers' birthday today.
Oh,
the
nice.
Great Nile Rodgers.
Yeah.
Chic is my favorite disco group of all time. I am a huge fan of Chic. Nile Rodgers on guitar, Tony Thompson on drums, and the great, late great Bernard Edwards on bass. One of the funkiest bass players of all time. I love the bass on La Freak and all that. The other song. Not Everybody Dance. My brain just got fried. Dance, Dance, Dance. Yeah, sorry. The bass on that. So, just tremendous stuff. So, again, it's his birthday today, so. Happy birthday to the late, great, Nile Rodgers.
No, he's
still alive.
Yes. Yeah.
But isn't Tony Thompson dead, too?
Yeah, he passed.
Yeah, he passed away,
now,
too, and
I
Bernard
think now
Edwards.
Is the only one that I believe
Yeah, I think
still
he's
alive.
The only, I mean, besides the girls. I think
right.
The girls, the two girls. Although, did we even know their names?
They're mentioned if you look it up.
Okay, yeah. I'm sure they're on the album liner. So, anyway, Braves are up right now. They were up 7-0, but I believe Bryce Harper has just hit a 3-run homer off of Spencer Strider. So Strider had pitched five innings of shutout baseball, but he gives up a 3-run homer in the sixth. So he's got 6 innings, 4 hits, 3 runs, all of those earned coming off of the Harper home run. No walks with 10 strikeouts and 82 pitches thus far. I would like to think that he's going to pitch the 7th inning. He's only at 82 pitches. Bring him out for the 7th if he can't find a way to get it done. He's got a 4-run lead right now. You don't need to necessarily burn out your bullpen, but the Braves are back to mashing the baseball. Ronald Acuna Jr. has a home run. He had a leadoff home run in the game, and Marcelo Zuna has a couple of RBI in this game as well. So Marcelo Zuna's up to 84 RBI. Don't look now. He's been outstanding. I mean, it's been crazy how good he's been. Kevin Pillar's got a couple of RBI in the game. The first five guys, no, sorry, six guys, the first six guys in the order for the Braves tonight, Ronnie, Ozzie, Riley, Olson, Ozuna, and Darnell have all scored a run in this game. So Braves are up 7-3 right now, excuse me, as they come up to bat in the bottom of the sixth inning. So we get ready for Falcons, and this will be our last show for the week. So we get ready for Falcons and the Lions coming up on Sunday. Look, I think this is going to be a fun game, and this is going to be, you know, probably certainly the best test that the Falcons have had this year. Obviously, Jared Goff is a guy who, and Arthur Smith was talking about Jared Goff in his press conference yesterday, talking about how he's an underrated quarterback. He doesn't understand why he doesn't get more credit than what he does. Look, is Jared Goff one of the best quarterbacks in the league? No, I mean, he's not, but he is certainly, look, he's been a Super Bowl quarterback, right? You know, he's been a quarterback that has had good success in Detroit right now. They lost a tough game where they were up in that game over Seattle, and they lost that game in overtime, 37-31. But obviously, they had the big win week one against the Kansas City Chiefs. And Goff right now, 50 for 70, 71.4% for 576 yards, four touchdowns with one interception in the game. Now, he's only taken three sacks so far in the game. By the way, Ronnie has just hit another home run. So is he up to 40 now? How close is he to 40 now? Let's see. That would be 39. So he's at 39 homers, Day-Day. So he's going to be a 40-40 guy when all is said and done. But Jared Goff has not taken a lot of sacks, hence completing 71.4% of his passes. Now, they will be without David Montgomery. They'll have Jahmyr Gibbs, but they will be out without their leading rusher, David Montgomery, who's been a really good running back over the last couple of years. We saw him last year with the Chicago Bears. He's been a guy who can both run the football and, you know, he can get you a little bit of receptions out of the backfield, but they use Jahmyr Gibbs in that role mostly. But he was leading them in rushing with 141 yards, a couple of touchdowns, and was averaging, 3.8 yards per carry on the season. Gibbs is averaging 4.2 yards per carry. You know, I think that this is going to be a really good test for the Falcons defense. And if they can't – look, if you allow Jared Goff to be comfortable, he's not a first-year starter, and he's not making his first start ever, and he's not making his third start ever. If they give him time to just stand in the pocket and throw it around, I have a fear that he's going to pick this team apart. And he won't make the kind of rookie mistakes that Love and Bryce Young. I mean, Bryce Young looked like a guy who was playing in his first ever NFL start. He did some good things, but he made some mistakes, and he missed some wide-open opportunities. I don't think Jared Goff makes those kinds of mistakes. And so you've got to find a way to get some pressure on him, you know, whether it's through some front four or you got to blitz a little bit, but you have to make his life uncomfortable because they're probably going to be a little bit of a one-dimensional offense without Montgomery running the football. Now, they'll probably use Jahmyr Gibbs, but, you know, he's only got 14 carries on the season as compared to 37 for David Montgomery. He doesn't even have half the carries that Montgomery has, but they use him in the passing game. He's had 14 carries, but he's had 11 targets in the pass game. So I expect them to use some of the pass game, short passing game with Gibbs to supplement their run game. And I think they're going to try to run the football because you got to be balanced in the NFL. You got to try to be balanced in the NFL at least. But I don't know that they're how much success they're going to have running the football. And again, if we can keep our defense making them one-dimensional, if they have to put it all on Jared Goff's shoulders to win this game, that only sets some things up for the Atlanta Falcons to have some success. Now, on the other side of the football, obviously, Aiden Hutchinson is a guy that, you know, look, he's off to kind of a slow start. He's got one pass defended, doesn't have a sack in either game, but you can't let him get off and get going, right? I mean, you can't let him get off and get going. He's only made a total of six tackles in the first two games of the year. He has hit the quarterback three times, so he's done that, but he hasn't registered a sack yet. You can't let a guy like that go off on you. You can't let him eat up one of your offensive linemen. And that will be a real key is, okay, you know, can they control him? Now, C.J. Gardner-Johnson is out for this game, and he's one of their best defensive back, maybe their best defensive back that they have on the team. He's already been ruled out for the game, so that's a big blow. So, again, if we can take advantage of whatever the best matchup is going to be, and I do think that's how this team is offensively looking at things moving forward. If Pitts has a very favorable matchup, they'll target him. If London has a favorable matchup, they'll target him. If Robinson has a favorable matchup, they'll target him. This won't be just targeting guys for the sake of targeting guys. They're going to exploit the matchups that benefit the Falcons the most and what is going to be in their most favor. So, again, I don't know who that's going to be. You know, maybe it will be Pitts. Maybe Gardner's a guy who, you know, was going to be covering Pitts. I don't know. I don't watch enough Detroit Lions football to tell you what exactly their game plan and their scheme is going to be, but this shapes up to be a really good game. And the Lions are battling injuries, just like you did last week against a depleted Packers team. And you don't have to apologize for beating the Packers without, Christian Watson, without Aaron Jones, without Bakhtiari, you know, and then they had their other Pro Bowl offensive lineman. He went out of the game as well. You don't apologize for all of that. Hey, injuries are part of it, man. Sorry. I mean, teams have to battle and have to face injuries all the time. We had starters that were out, right? We had Jeff Okuda, who's our starting other corner. He was out. So, again, it's just you play that game where week by week you exploit those matchups and you see what you can do with them. But I do think that the Falcons are in good position. They've got a lot of momentum. And look, Desmond Ridder is not going to be a quarterback who wows you. You know, we talked about this in the first segment. He's not going to be a quarterback who's going to throw 75% completion, 5 touchdowns and no picks, 440 yards. He's not that kind of quarterback. He may have some moments, you know, in games and stuff, but he's not that kind of quarterback. But what he is a guy who wins. He's a guy who finds a way to win when you need a play most, right? And I thought Desmond Ridder did that in that fourth quarter. He's a guy that finds a way to get a victory. And by the way, Desmond Ridder's won 4 straight starts. Don't look now. After starting 0-2 in his NFL career, he's now 4-0 in his last 4 starts that he's made. And I think this is a really good opportunity for the Falcons to find a way to get a win, maybe a little bit of a heartbreak. Again, we'll see what the Lions look like. They're coached well. I mean, say what you will about Dan Campbell. You know, he's a goof and he's a kook and, you know, all these other kinds of things, but he's a good football coach. And I'm going to be curious to see just, okay, are they let down after blowing that game last week to Seattle and losing in overtime, or do they take it personal? And they're playing back-to-back games at home. Do they take it personal and go right after the Falcons? I will be curious to see what that looks like. But again, they're battling their own injuries. They've got some key offensive pieces, a key offensive piece and a real key on their defense that are already going to be out for this game. So it will be interesting to see, you know, what ends up happening here. But you can't let a guy like Aiden Hutchinson just go off. Like, you can't let him have a 2 or 3 sack game. And he's capable of something like that, right? I mean, and we talked about the fact that those couple of offensive and defensive linemen they drafted his last 2 years, the Penei Sewells and the Aiden Hutchinson, played really well. And you can't just let those guys, you know, go off on you. But it's another team that, you know, has some limitations on their personnel, right? Amon-Ra St. Brown, he's a pretty good wide receiver, but you don't look at him as like, okay, that's Calvin Johnson or, you know, that's Justin Jefferson, right? Like, you don't have that dynamic of a playmaker. Gibbs is a really nice multi-positional or kind of multi-purpose back, but he's not the running style that David Montgomery is. He's not going to pound on you and accumulate yards off you. So, again, if the Falcons can find a way to win on Sunday, I do think that this will open up the eyes of the national media and say, okay, now we have to talk about how good the Falcons really are. And it's a golden opportunity to go up there and steal a victory. And again, maybe the Lions are a little bit, you know, down and depressed and all that kind of stuff. Maybe, you know, who knows? I mean, I don't know what their mentality is going to be. You know, I don't follow them on Twitter or anything like that, you know, to kind of get an idea and get a feel for anything. But maybe that's the case. And then, look, if you're 3-0 and you're about to head to London, by the way, did you see this whole thing day-day with the London broadcast is going to have Toy Story or something like live?
Yeah, they're going to be live from Andy's room. Yes.
Huh? Andy?
Well, they had success with the other kid version that they broadcast.
Yeah, they did that Nickelodeon.
The Nickelodeon, right.
Yeah, the was it SpongeBob? It was SpongeBob, wasn't it?
Was it? Because I didn't even watch it, honestly. But,
yeah, exactly. Nobody did. I think it was SpongeBob that they did something.
Yeah,
you know,
they found some success with that. I mean, I guess it's kind of smart. You get the kids involved.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. I get it. I mean, listen, if it makes a buck for the NFL, they're all about making a buck.
Yeah.
Right. Like they're all about making a buck.
Mm-hmm. And the other thing about it is, you know, if you're a parent with younger kids that can't stay tuned in to just a regular football game as you're trying to watch it, it's a good way to kind of, you know, kill two birds with one stone. You know, have your kid watching football in Andy's room, and you get to still watch the game.
Yeah, and supposedly the way they're going to do this is they're going to, like, the game action will match what's happening in the room or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I don't know how they're going to do all that, but anyway. All right, when we get back, it'll be time for That's Life. A surprising divorce that's happening in Hollywood. I didn't see this one coming. Chuck Green, the Kia Studios, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, Odyssey.com app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contracts. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes. Stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead. Try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Radio 92.9 The Game, back at it. Chuck Reese Show, 9:23, live in the Kia Studios. You know what time it is.
That's life.
That's life.
That's what all the people say.
404-726-0929, Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. Less than 20 minutes from right now, we'll get to rank them. So you can hit us up on the text line. You can tweet me at JMCH316 or Day-Day's at the D Lewis for real. Did you see this story a few days ago that Hugh Jackman is getting divorced his wife?
Mm-hmm. Said you they've kind of grown apart.
And he's always talked like, you know, they were actors together on Broadway and all this before he became famous. Mm-hmm. I mean, they were married and they were actors together on Broadway. But how do I say this nicely? I know love is blind and all that kind of stuff, but it was always strange to just kind of see them together. Like, and I'm not saying she didn't have her moment in the sun or whatever like that, but, you know, he was a big star. Like, he's been a big star for a while now. And he's one of the more popular actors, you know, in Hollywood. Mm-hmm. And, I just would picture like Hugh Jackman, you know, just being footloose and fancy free and just tearing it up, you know. But that's just me. I mean, again, but yeah, they were married for like 27 years. Yeah. They were one of those Hollywood romances that you never thought would end or whatever like that. I mean, but it's just it is interesting. I mean, because, you know, they've both talked about how perfect their life was, mm-hmm. and how much they love each other and all this, that, and the other.
Yeah.
They do a lot of charity work together. I'm sure they will continue to do all the charity work together and all the stuff that they do for the arts and everything like that. But let me put it this way. I think Hugh Jackman's a good-looking guy. I can say that. You know, I'm going to be curious to see who he dates
next.
After all of it. Yes. Yes. I'm just going to say. I'll just leave it at all of that. So, anyway, all right. Couple of auction items here. Day-Day, a complete set. A 1984 Star. This card company is called Star. A 1984-85 Star Company Michael Jordan rookie card, graded out at a PSA of 8.5. It recently sold for $144,000. Not Topps or Fleer or anything like that. A Star 85 rookie basketball card.
Wow.
of Michael Jordan. A 1948 Bowman George Mikan rookie card, graded at a 9, recently sold for $228,000. And we talked about this Babe Ruth 1916 M101-4. It graded out at a 1.5, okay? So that's a very poor grade, right? 1.5, $288,000. I don't know where people get all their money from. How about this one? A 1972 Topps Julius Erving rookie card. It's grading out at a 9. It's a PSA. It grades out at a 9. There's only been one rookie card ever of Julius Erving that has graded out higher than this card. right now with 10 days to go, priced out at $11,000. That seems like it's pretty low right now. And I'm sure, look, there's still 10 days to go on this thing, but that seems like a pretty low price for a
Julius Erving, yeah, Dr. J, rookie card?
For a mint.
Yeah.
You know, a graded out mint. There's only one card of that.
Maybe there's not a lot of word out. Maybe a lot of people haven't heard about it yet, maybe.
You know what a lot of these people do is they wait till the end and try to, you know.
Drive it up.
Right. Like, well, so what they do is, like, if you go on eBay, mm-hmm. there are websites. Like, I've done this before.
Right.
Where, like, you plug in an amount.
Right.
And it will be, like, again, It'll submit your bid with like 30 seconds to go in the auction.
Okay.
And it'll go like $1 higher.
Right.
And you try to steal the auction, right?
Right.
And a lot of people do that, that they have these more sophisticated websites that, again, so by the time this thing goes, it could go from 11,000 to 100,000.
Gotcha.
Because, you know, again, there could be a flurry of bids that right. come in the last couple of minutes
right.
of this thing.
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll see what happens with it. But anyway. All right. Today is National IT Professionals Day. So it got me thinking, Day-Day. Our top 10 tonight. Your top 10 dream jobs for you, but they can't be any of your current jobs. The floor is yours, Day-Day.
All right. So, not a lot of corporate things in my dream job mm-hmm. world, but there are a couple. Wouldn't mind doing Nike marketing, working in the marketing department for Nike. Another marketing department I wouldn't mind working in would be Delta. And in all honesty, it's all about the benefits for Delta and Nike.
So you could be the next Tom Brady then.
Yeah, there you go. I wouldn't mind being a TV movie, you know, exec.
Okay.
A concert promoter.
Just basically where you walk around and go, harumph, harumph, right. harumph, harumph. Like, what does that person do? Just, right. just yeah, that looks good. Yeah, harumph, yeah.
How
harumph.
Much do they need? All right.
Yeah, harumph, harumph.
No, seriously, though, I've always wished I've had the capital to be a concert promoter. There's a lot of shows that I would that I kind of think about that would be good concerts. And, you know, obviously you got to have that money because you got to pay these artists and things of that nature. But I wouldn't mind being a concert promoter. I would love to work in like a communications department for a pro team.
Oh, okay.
You know, actor. I used to actually want to be an actor.
So you
never pursued it.
You didn't go the Greg Clarkson route, you know, and follow in their footsteps.
No, I did. You know what? I did do a few extras. Probably like not ten years ago, but it was a while ago. I was an extra on some Tyler Perry shows. Remember that show, Unnecessary Roughness? Not the movie. There was a show on USA.
Okay.
I was an extra on that. I was an extra in the Jackie Robinson movie with Chadwick Boseman.
Any speaking parts or
no
anything?
Speaking okay. parts, but I've been on in pretty much everything I was extra in, I was on film. I was on I was on
nice.
Camera. Rather,
okay.
I should
Very
say.
Good.
Yeah.
Very good.
I've always wanted to be a WWE manager or commentator.
Okay.
A record exec. Because there's a lot of artists I'd be like, that sucks. Get out of my office.
So with a record executive, you just kind of walk around smoking a cigar, hook up with all the young artists and go, harumph, 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 harumph.
That sucks. That sucks. and then my last one, Halle Berry's driver.
Wow. Wow. Okay. Okay. I always wanted to be a starting center fielder. I always grew up saying that I was going to be the starting center fielder for the Cleveland Indians.
Nice.
So, you know, I'd like to be a detective, not a beat cop or, you know, going into, like, high crime areas, but, like, solving crimes and stuff like that.
Okay. Like some that were unsolved years later and you're just looking into them.
Yeah, I mean, just, you know, as far as just, you know, investigating crimes and, mm-hmm. and stuff like that and like whodunits and all that kind of stuff. So I've always been fascinated with the stock market, so I'd like to be a day trader. Mm-hmm. Like I would like to get more involved. Like, again, if I could ever get retired and have some money, like that would be the thing that I would do, would be just sit around and day trade all day. Like I would do investments and stuff like that. A purser. You know what a purser is? So basically working on a cruise ship. You know what Gopher was in the Love Boat?
Yeah.
A purser. That's Gopher's job. So I just wanna work on a cruise ship and just
travel and
Not have the responsibility of the captain.
Right.
But also not have all of the like hands-on day-to-day kind of stuff.
Right.
Like I can be a little bit in the background with everything.
Okay, nice.
A steakhouse chef. I like to cook, and I think the best thing for me would be like a Kevin Rathburn or something like that. Like,
right.
Again, not that it's easy. I'm just saying more of like, I don't want to prepare like all these foo-foo-y dishes and stuff like that. Like, I want meat and potatoes, right. You know, like to prepare something like that. A baseball manager.
Okay.
I'd love to be a baseball manager, like a Brian Snitker. Mm-hmm. Like, I'd love to just manage a team and in real life, you know, like not fantasy or anything like that.
Right.
Like a real life team and just go through the day-to-day grind and just, again, like pick on. Like, I love what Arthur Smith does just as far as, you know, he mocks people and all that kind of, like, that would be me. Like, that I would be the ultimate on all of that. You know, listen, I've always been a fan of James Bond. I would love to be like a cloak and dagger secret agent.
Nice.
Like an undercover type of secret agent that just, you know, the Ethan Hunts or the James Bonds, you know, of the world. I mean, like that cloak and dagger spy espionage, you know, kind of stuff that gets involved in everything and saves the world once or twice and all that good kind of stuff. I would like to be an airline pilot, especially nowadays because
I almost put that on my list.
Yeah, I mean, look, there's a lot of cachet with it. Again, if you can land and take off, you don't need to really do much of anything else, right?
I mean,
you know, the planes basically fly themselves. Heck, the planes almost land themselves nowadays or what have you. But I think an airline pilot, especially back in the old days when I was growing up, you know, like in the 70s, I mean, like being an airline pilot was like the thing to do.
Yeah, because back then, I don't know. Well, that was back when kids could fly by themselves at a certain age, and they would always show you the cockpit. I think I still have a pair of wings. Remember Eastern Airlines?
Yes.
I still have a pair of Eastern Airlines wings.
And I had some from United. I had a pilot's cap. I mean, yeah, so that whole thing. I always grew up wanting to be a U.S. senator.
Oh, really?
I love politics, and I've always wanted to be in politics, I would love to be a U.S. Senator. And then wrestling manager as well. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want to be a broadcaster.
Right.
I want to be Jim Cornette.
Right.
Like, I want to walk around with a tennis racket and have everybody hate
me.
Like, I love the idea of people hating me.
Yeah. I just want to feel the pop. I want to be the manager that, you know, you're gone. Remember, like, I saw a video over the weekend of when Paul Bearer returned one time.
Mm-hmm.
And the pop he got even was just like.
I want to be Jim Cornette and get booed out of the arena. I want to be Bobby Heenan and get booed out of the arena. Like,
nice.
that's the guy that I want to be. I want to be that guy. And then my honorable mention is a porn star. Anyway. When we get back, it'll be time for Rank 'Em. Chuck, we're hanging out in the Kia Studios. Sports Radio, Nets of the Game, the Odyssey.com app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, back at a Chuckery Show, hanging out in the Kia Studios. At the top of the hour, we got JR Sports Brief up next, or are you up next?
No, Jason. Atlanta Soccer tonight.
Oh, okay, Atlanta Soccer
he's
tonight.
He's on Tuesdays because of Monday Night Football.
Oh, okay. All right, I'm all confused about everything that goes on around here. So, anyway, all right, 404-726-0929, Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. Sometimes we'd give Hugh and Randy, we would pick their brain on the weekend, have a little bit of fun with all of that. Sometimes I would give those guys a list of things to put in order. We decided to steal it. We call this segment, excuse me, Rank 'em.
All right, JC. So I'm not sure if you saw, looks like it's being reported that Vanna White, I guess, is going to stay on.
Oh,
with,
okay.
Wheel of Fortune.
As Pat Sajak is leaving.
Yeah. So, with that being said, along with Vanna, rank these female game show hosts. Vanna White, Meredith.
Is she a host?
I mean, they list her as
one. Loose interpretation, but okay. All right.
Meredith, I can't pronounce her last name. Is it Vieira?
Millionaire? Yeah.
Betty White, because a lot of people don't realize Betty White was a game show host. And
well, that's how she met her husband.
Right.
Alan Ludden was her husband, and he was a game show host as well.
And then Brooke Burns.
Well, I've always got to go Betty White, number one. I mean, she's
OG.
Yeah, she's the OG. Who was the final one you said?
Brooke Burns, Dog Eat Dog.
I don't even know that. But listen, it's a dog. Day-day, it's a dog eat dog world, and I'm wearing milk bone underwear. So again, that's how it goes. I'll do Vanna White number two. She's been such a legend turning letters. You know, there was a lady before her. I forget what the lady's name was. When she was on with Chuck Woolery, that was a letter turner. And then Vanna White took that gig over for like the last 30 years or whatever.
Right.
I'll take Brooke. What did you say her name was?
Burns.
Sure. Brooke Burns. And then I never really liked that Meredith Vieira. I didn't like her on The View on Who Wants to. What was it? Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Yeah, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Yeah, but wasn't that Regis Philbin's gig?
Was it? Was he on there first?
Yeah, wasn't he on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
He may have been. I never really watched the show, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I mean, that was a Regis thing. I love Regis.
Yeah, he was good. Yeah.
Listen, the great Bob Berger has so many great stories about Regis Philbin.
Uh-huh.
My guy. But we got to get Bob Berger on the show.
Okay.
For God's sakes, we got to get Bob Berger on. You remember Bob when he worked here?
No, he was probably in my in between.
Okay.
All right. Stargirl, she's probably the hottest commodity right now.
She's about to go to the WWE.
Yeah, she's definitely the hottest free agent right now. So it got me to name these free agent signings. CM Punk's first tour of WWE. AJ Styles' first tour of WWE. Ric Flair 1991 WWE. Michaels WWE 2002.
Oh, boy. I'll go Shawn Michaels. Came back after he had been out for 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
That first match with a Triple H at SummerSlam 02. But then a couple of years later, he had that match at WrestleMania, what was that, 22 or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
The triple threat with Chris Benoit, Shawn Michaels, and who was the other guy? Now why am I forgetting? Was it Triple H as well? Triple H, Shawn Michaels, and Chris Benoit. Yeah, they had one of the great triple threat matches. And Benoit, that was Benoit's first title run.
Title, right.
I'll give him the nod at number two because he came back better than ever. I'll go, let's see, Flair.
Flair, CM Punk, and AJ Styles.
AJ Styles, number two.
Okay.
I'll go CM Punk, number three, but... Again, the 92 Royal Rumble is arguably the best Royal Rumble.
Mm-hmm.
And, again, with Rick winning the title and with a tear in my eye, but he never wanted to be there. I mean, he didn't really want to be. And, again, he left just a few months later. Again,
right.
They did the Royal Rumble, and then he went to WrestleMania. He lost to Randy for the title. He didn't really want to be there, and it kind of came off the rails from there.
Right. All right. Rank these, because we were talking about Deshaun Watson. Rank these contracts as far as worst contracts. Mm-hmm. Bobby Bonilla, Joakim Noah when he got that Knicks contract, Albert Pujols, the Angels contract, and Miggy Cabrera with Detroit.
Cabrera did win a triple crown, though, right? I mean, he got the triple crown when he was in Detroit. What was the first one?
Bobby Bonilla. You know, it's always Bobby Bonilla.
Yeah, probably Bobby Bonilla, just because I had to pay him for 30 years or whatever like that. You know, they always celebrate Bobby Bonilla.
He's got,
Bonilla
one
Day.
More year, right?
I
next
think
year?
So. Yeah,
next
I think
year?
He's got one more year. Probably Joakim Noah is the next one. Just complete bust. What was the last two you said
Pujols,
again?
Albert Pujols with the Angels. He got that 10 for 240.
Yeah, I'll go Miggy 3 and Pujols 4. But I can tell you, like, they had worse. I mean, the Anthony Rendon contract is worse than the Pujols contract.
Right, right.
I mean, the Angels paid, at least Pujols performed for the Angels. Nothing for them. I mean, he's been a disaster. So I think his contract's even worse than what Pujols is.
Yeah. All right. You want to do one more and then hit your Twitter, or you want to go ahead and check?
All right, one more.
All right. Rank these trades.
Okay.
Shocking trades, however you want to say it. CP3 from the Pelicans to the Clippers. LeSean McCoy from the Eagles to the Bills. Randy Johnson from the Mariners to the Astros, and A-Rod from the Rangers to the Yankees.
I will go Randy Johnson 1.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go, what was it? What was the first two?
Chris Paul from the Pelicans to the Clippers and
Chris
LeSean.
Chris Paul, I think number 2.
Uh-huh.
You said
LeSean McCoy to the from
and what was the final one?
And A-Rod, Rangers to Yankees.
Yeah, F-Rod and then LeSean McCoy, number 4.
All right.
Let's see here. From the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. Rank them. Colin Cowherd, Paul Finebaum, Clay Travis, and Skip Bayless. Well, I'll go Bayless number 1 because I think he makes more money than any of those guys, and you can't knock his hustle. I'll go him number 2. Cowherd number 3, or sorry, number 2. Finebaum number 3. And Clay Travis goes number 4 because he's more rational than those other three guys put together. Let's see here. Rank these. Jerry Curls for Lionel Richie. Rank these Jerry Curls. Lionel Richie, Deion Sanders, Rick James, or Frenchie from In Living Color. I got to go Deion Sanders 1. Let me tell you, my favorite Jerry Curls, Luther. But anyway, I'll go Deion 1, I'll go Lionel Richie 2, and I'll go Rick James number 3. I love Rick James. I saw him in one of his last concerts that he did at Music Midtown a few years ago. A number of years ago now. And then Frenchie from In Living Color. Let's see here. From my Twitter page, from our buddy Alvy Cohen, the newlyweds, the newlywed game, I guess is what he's saying. The dating game, love connection, and singled out. I'll go the dating game number 1. That's my favorite with Jim. What's the guy's name with the big tuxedo tie and all that kind of stuff? Number 1. I'll go singled out number 2, love connection number 3, and the newlyweds 4. Rank these Nittany Lions from Matt Ryan, DJ Dozier, Blair Thomas, Kajana Carter, Curtis Enos. Look, I think Kajana Carter was one of the great college running backs of all time. It was a bust in the NFL. I'll take him number 1. I got to see DJ Dozier play minor league baseball in Double A, so I'll put him number 2. I'll put Curtis Enos, because I like the last name Enos, because it rhymes with anyway. So I'll put him number 3 and Blair Thomas number 4. All right, very, very quickly. Got to give me one and then
all
we
right,
get out.
You ready? All right, here we go. All right, at Miranda, Miranda,
uh-huh.
Leigh.
Okay.
_ 6539.
6539. Okay.
Got her.
Yep.
All right. At MSBRE.
At MSBRE.
LOVE.
LOVE.
LYYY.
LYYY. And let's see here. Miss Bree Lovely.
Got her.
let's see here. Let's put her up. View the image. Okay, go ahead.
All right, at ITS.
ITS.
KACI.
KACI.
EB.
EB.
ABE.
ABE.
The number 2.
2.
Dot O.
Dot O. The, like the letter O?
Zero, or, I'm sorry.
Oh, zero, okay.
2.0.
Oh, okay. All right. Let's see here. If they block her out, okay, go ahead.
Got her. And your girlfriend, Rosie.
At U R or
Y? I'm sorry. Y O U R.
Y O U R.
Girlfriend is spelled regular.
Okay. Girl.
And then Rosie is.
Wait. Sorry.
Oh, sorry.
G I R L F R I E N D.
And then R O S E E.
R O S E E. And that's it.
Yep.
Okay. Your girlfriend Rosie. She's on TikTok as well. let's see here. All right. I'll go Miss Getting Randy, 65, 39, or what have you. I'll go with her first. I'll go with your girl, your girlfriend Rosie O'Donnell or whatever, number 2. I'll take Miss Bree Love, number 3, and it's whatever, Casey and the Sunshine Band, number 4. All right, that's rank them for a Tuesday. We got to get out of here. Chuck Ray in the Kia Studios. Sports Radio, not to the game, Odyssey.com app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, back at a Chuckery Show, hanging out in the Kia Studios. At the top of the hour, we got JR Sports Brief up next, or are you up next?
No, Jason. Atlanta Soccer tonight.
Oh, okay, Atlanta Soccer
he's
tonight.
He's on Tuesdays because of Monday Night Football.
Oh, okay. All right, I'm all confused about everything that goes on around here. So, anyway, all right, 404-726-0929, Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. Sometimes we'd give Hugh and Randy, we would pick their brain on the weekend, have a little bit of fun with all of that. Sometimes I would give those guys a list of things to put in order. We decided to steal it. We call this segment, excuse me, Rank 'em.
All right, JC. So I'm not sure if you saw, looks like it's being reported that Vanna White, I guess, is going to stay on.
Oh, okay.
With Wheel of Fortune.
As Pat Sajak is leaving.
Yeah. So, with that being said, along with Vanna, rank these female game show hosts. Vanna White, Meredith.
Is she a host?
I mean, they list her as one.
Loose interpretation, but okay. All right.
Meredith, I can't pronounce her last name. Is it Vieira?
Yeah.
Betty White, because a lot of people don't realize Betty White was a game show host. And
well, that's how she met her husband,
right.
Alan Ludden, was her husband, and he was a game show host as well.
And then Brooke Burns.
Well, I've always got to go Betty White number one. I mean, she's
OG.
Yeah, she's the OG. Who was the final one you said?
Brooke Burns, Dog Eat Dog.
I don't even know that. But that's my life. Listen, it's a dog. Day-day, it's a dog-eat-dog world, and I'm wearing milk-bone underwear. So, again, that's how it goes. I'll do Vanna White number two. She's been such a legend turning letters. You know, there was a lady before her. I forget what the lady's name was. When she was on with Chuck Woolery, was the letter turner. And then Vanna White took that gig over for like the last 30 years or whatever.
Right.
I'll take Brooke. What did you say her name was?
Burns.
Sure. Brooke Burns. And then I never really liked that Meredith Vieira. I didn't like her on The View. Who wants to, what was it? Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Yeah, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Yeah, but wasn't that Regis Philbin's gig?
Was it? Was he on there first?
Yeah. Wasn't he on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
He may have been. I never really watched the show, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I mean, that was a Regis thing. I love Regis.
Yeah, he was good. Yeah.
Listen, the great Bob Berger has so many great stories about Regis Philbin.
Uh-huh.
My guy. But we got to get Bob Berger on the show.
Okay.
For God's sakes, we got to get Bob Berger on. You remember Bob when he worked here?
No. He was probably in my in between.
Okay.
All right. Stargirl, she's probably hottest commodity right now.
She's about to go to the WWE.
Yeah, she's definitely the hottest free agent right now. So it got me to name these free agent signings. CM Punk's first tour of WWE. AJ Styles' first tour of WWE. Ric Flair 1991 WWE. Michaels WWE 2002.
Oh boy, I'll go Shawn Michaels. Came back after he had been out for 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
That first match with a Triple H at SummerSlam 02, but then a couple years later he had that match in the at WrestleMania, what was that, 22 or whatever, the triple threat with Chris Benoit, Shawn Michaels, and who was the other guy? Now why am I forgetting? Was it Triple H as well? Triple H, Shawn Michaels, and Chris Benoit. Yeah, they had one of the great triple threat matches, and Benoit, that was Benoit's first title run.
Title, right.
I'll give him the nod at number two because he came back better than ever. Flair.
Flair, CM Punk, and AJ Styles.
AJ Styles, number two.
Okay.
I'll go CM Punk, number three, but... Again, the 92 Royal Rumble is arguably the best Royal Rumble.
Mm-hmm.
And again, with Rick winning the title and with a tear in my eye, but he never wanted to be there. I mean, he didn't really want to be. And again, he left just a few months later. Again,
right.
They did the Royal Rumble, and then he went WrestleMania. He lost to Randy for the title. He didn't really want to be there, and it kind of came off the rails from there.
Right. All right. Rank these, because we were talking about Deshaun Watson. Rank these contracts worst as far as worst contracts. Mm-hmm. Bobby Bonilla. Joakim Noah when he got that Knicks contract.
Mm-hmm.
Albert Pujols, the Angels contract. And Miggy Cabrera with Detroit.
Cabrera did win a Triple Crown, though, right? I mean, he got the Triple Crown when he was in Detroit. What was the first one?
Bobby Bonilla. You know, it's always Bobby Bonilla.
Yeah, probably Bobby Bonilla, just because he had to pay him for 30 years or whatever like that. You know, they always celebrate Bobby Bonilla.
He's got,
Bonilla
what, one
Day.
More year, right?
I
next
think
year?
So, yeah.
Next
I think
year?
He's got one more year. Probably Joakim Noah is the next one. Mm-hmm. Just complete bust. And what was the last two you said?
Pujols, Albert Pujols with the Angels. He got that 10 for 240.
Yeah, I'll go Miggy 3 and Pujols 4. But I can tell you, like, they had worse. I mean, the Anthony Rendon contract is worse than the Pujols contract.
Right.
I mean, the Angels paid, at least Pujols performed for the Angels. Nothing for them. I mean, he's been a disaster. So I think his contract's even worse than what Pujols is.
Yeah. All right, you want to do one more and then hit your Twitter, or you want to go ahead and check?
No, you can go ahead.
All right,
one more.
All right, rank these trades.
Okay.
Shocking trades, however you want to say it. CP3 from the Pelicans to the Clippers. LeSean McCoy from the Eagles to the Bills. Randy Johnson from the Mariners to the Astros. And A-Rod from the Rangers to the Yankees.
I will go Randy Johnson 1.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go, what was it? What was the first two?
Chris Paul from the Pelicans to the Clippers and
Chris
LeSean.
Chris Paul, I think number 2.
Uh-huh.
You said
LeSean McCoy to the from
and what was the final one?
And A-Rod, Rangers to Yankees.
Yeah, F-Rod and then LeSean McCoy, number 4.
All right.
Let's see here. From the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. Rank them. Colin Cowherd, Paul Feinbaum, Clay Travis, and Skip Bayless. Well, I'll go Bayless number 1 because I think he makes more money than any of those guys, and you can't knock his hustle. I'll go him number 2. Cowherd number 3. Number 2. Feinbaum number 3. And Clay Travis goes number 4 because he's more rational than those other three guys put together. Let's see here. Rank these Jerry Curls for Lionel Richie. Rank these Jerry Curls. Lionel Richie, Deion Sanders, Rick James, or Frenchie from In Living Color. Boy, I got to go Deion Sanders 1. Let me tell you, my favorite Jerry Curl is Luther. But anyway, I'll go Deion 1. I'll go Lionel Richie 2. And I'll go Rick James number 3. I love Rick James. I saw him in one of his last concerts that he did at Music Midtown a few years ago. A number of years ago now. And then Frenchie from In Living Color. Let's see here. From my Twitter page, from our buddy Alvy Cohen, the newlyweds, the newlywed game, I guess is what he's saying. The dating game, love connection, and singled out. I'll go the dating game number 1. That's my favorite with Jim. What's the guy's name with the big tuxedo tie and all that kind of stuff? Number 1. I'll go singled out number 2, love connection number 3, and the newlyweds 4. Rank these Nittany Lions from Matt Ryan, DJ Dozier, Blair Thomas, Kajana Carter, Curtis Enos. Look, I think Kajana Carter was one of the great college running backs of all time. It was a bust in the NFL. I'll take him number 1. I got to see DJ Dozier play minor league baseball in Double A, so I'll put him number 2. I'll put Curtis Enos, because I like the last name Enos, because it rhymes with anyway. So I'll put him number 3 and Blair Thomas number 4. All right, very, very quickly, got to give me one and then
we
got to get out.
You ready? All right, here we go. All right, at Miranda, Miranda, Leigh,
okay,
_ 6539.
6539. Okay.
Got her.
Yep.
All right. At MSBRE.
At MSBRE.
LOVE.
LOVE.
LYYY.
LYYY. And let's see here. Miss Bree Lovely.
Got her.
let's see here. Let's put her up. you the image. Okay, go ahead.
All right, at ITS.
ITS.
KACI.
KACI.
EB.
EB.
ABE.
ABE.
The number 2.
2.
Dot O.
Dot O. The, like the letter O?
Zero, I'm sorry.
Oh, zero, okay.
2.0.
Oh, okay. All right. Let's see here. If they block her out, okay, go ahead.
Got her. And your girlfriend, Rosie.
At U R or?
I'm sorry. Y O U R.
Y O U R.
Girlfriend is spelled regular.
Okay. Girl.
And then Rosie is.
Wait, sorry.
Oh, sorry.
G I R L F R I E N D.
And then R O S E E.
R O S E E. And that's it?
Yep.
Okay. Your girlfriend, Rosie. She's on TikTok as well. let's see here. All right. I'll go Miss Getting Randy, 65, 39, or what have you. I'll go with her first. I'll go with your girl, your girlfriend, Rosie O'Donnell, or whatever, number 2. I'll take Miss Bree Love, number 3, and it's whatever, Casey and the Sunshine Band, number 4. All right, that's Rank 'em for a Tuesday. We got to get out of here. Chuck Ray in the Kia Studios. Sports Radio, now to the game, Odyssey.com app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.